Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatani yafqahu qawli. My brothers and sisters, may peace and mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. Inshallah, today, without the waste of time, I'm going to give out 4 tips on how to overcome stress. And I got those tips from the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before we go further, whenever, stress are one of the lock with the shaitan use in order to have the slave of the Almighty in the full of that hope. And stress itself, it's something which it covers the eye of the believer when he found himself caught by it. So my brothers and sisters, whenever you find yourself in stress, inshallah, we have the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he used to recite as follow: Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hamin wal-azan wal-ajzi wal-qasal wal-jubni wal-bukhil wa-dala'id dayyan wal-galabtir rajal. And this dua is one of the dua which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite when he found himself in distress. And not only for you to recite this dua, it is good and is recommended for you to understand what you are saying in this dua. If you could see in this dua, I say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hamin wal-hazan. It simply means, oh Allah, I take refuge in you from anxiety and sorrow. And then I further go again, I said, wal-ajzi wal-qasar wal Jubni wal bukhil, simply means from weakness and laziness, cowardness and miseriness. And then I still go forward by saying wadala'id dayyan wal galabtir rijal, which means from the burden of the debt and the oppressor of men. My brother and sister, if you could analyze this dua, it's a very, 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 very good dua, which is good for every Muslim brothers and sister when fight himself into stress or anxiety should be recited. And for you to understand, the true reality of hardship, know that Allah does not test you because He hates you. In fact, His tests are evident of His love for you. The Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most severely tested people are the Prophet, then the next best among the believers, according with his level of commitment to God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests only those who He loves, and His test, it's only in the way that you as a believer you could be able to bear it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not test a believer beyond what he can bear, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, to His creations. And this is from the Sunnah of Tirmidhi. And my brothers and sisters, the second thing is for you to focus on gratitude. You know, stress is a gateway for Satan to push us into ingratitude, so that we shouldn't be grateful to our Maker. That is why Shaitan, the Iblis, pushes us into stress. My brothers and sisters, whenever you find yourself in stress, you know, the easy way for you after reciting that dua, which I make mention as earlier, you should also have this dua in mind, which is Alhamdulillahi ladhi ala kulli hal. You should be repeating those of thin as you can, which it means all praise and thanks are only for Allah in all circumstances. Subhanallah, what a beautiful dua is this. My brothers and sisters, and the fourth tip for you is to rely on no one else, but to rely on Allah as your maker, your sustainer, your inventor, your cherisher, the ones who give you life and the one who is going to take your life. That is Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. From Allah we are, and unto He we shall all return. You know, my brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in the Sunnah of Tirmidhi, which the Prophet said, if you were to rely on Allah as He should be relied on, He will provide for you as He provide for the birds. They go out early in the morning hungry and then return in the evening while their belly is full. This is one of the points of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is ready to provide sustenance for his creation. My brothers and sisters, know that all your affairs are with Allah, who is the best of planner. Do not just because you find yourself in a stress or because somebody rejected you, then you think that is the end of the world. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for you. He owns all your affairs. You know, raise your hands up and then pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supplicate to Him. And inshallah, you are going to find a very, very remarkable relief in your life. May Allah guide us and help us get rid of our stress and anxiety. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.